Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, here I am, and I am hoping that you can hear me. Can you hear me, Mylon?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, we can hear you.
I am broadcasting from the brand new studio in my basement in the closet, and I'm really hoping that things go well. So far, so good.
Well, we hope you stay in the closet and don't have to come out of the closet.
Yes, I knew that joke was coming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was highly predictable.
When you're with Mylon, you know things like that are going to happen. Yeah. Hey, listen, let's start the program by saying we pray for those who were affected by horrific tornadoes. And it's just amazing how powerful nature can be and destructive. And we're feeling for those people today.
And praying for others that are possibly even in harm's way today. Mm-hmm. We're right in that season right now, April, May, where the Midwest is strongly affected by weather.
Right. Now, Mylon, you were in one of the places where we have massive amounts of listeners.
Massive.
Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah,
oh,
I was Bozeman. I was amazed at the number of New Life listeners, their love and support of the show. They track us and follow us, and I just got a shout out to them. And then an amazing church called Connect Church in Bozeman who hosted Kay and me for the weekend. And, you know, it was just a fabulous thing to be with people who love us on the radio. And they ask about all the people. I know. And they ask about Jill and they want to know how Steve is. And they just feel like they're a part of us. And it's a great group of people.
Well, I had the same experience in Des Moines, Iowa. I had spoken there 20 years prior. And it was just so nice to be asked back, even though, you know, it took them 20 years.
20 years. I remember, Des Moines.
It's a big joke. Anyway.
See now, Jill was funny right then. It only took him 20 years to invite you back. That was good, Jill.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to get at.
And, I keep some of my jokes to myself, Mylon.
All right.
Oh, okay. So Mylon does it. No filters, Mylon. Got it. Thanks, Jill.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve.
We have an Every Man's Battle workshop coming up this Friday, and I would hope that you could go. It's in Orange County, California, and it's going to be a great one. And if I had a testimony in front of me, I want to guarantee you I'd be reading it. And I don't see it anywhere, but I want you to know that I am astounded still by the kind of help that takes place at one of these Every Man's Battle weekends. And there were people where I was speaking that had been, and life was never the same again. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if your person that you love has a problem with sexual integrity. It is all about sexual integrity and being free from that tyranny of, oh, I had a good day or I had a bad day. Things went well. I didn't look at anything, or I did look at something. Anyway, please call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to be on the program, you could join us 1-800-229-3000. And then also, I want to mention that The Truth About Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, that program with Dave Stoop and Henry Cloud, is up high on tv.newlife.com, and you can see it there. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here in his new studio in his basement in a very large closet. And I do want to read a testimony from Every Man's Battle Workshop. This guy said, "This workshop was amazing. Nothing like I had imagined. I thought I was going in with a den of angry perverts, but they all turned out to be godly men of dignity. They just fell down in their lives at one time or another. We found power and strength in each other's story. I feel like this is a life-changing gift that you have given me." So I am, this is the kind of thing that happens. People think they're going into one thing, and it's completely, absolutely
another
different.
I think Every Man's Battle, the book and the weekend, is pivotal to helping a man make the decision for sexual integrity, because there are two kinds of guys. I've said this before. There's two kinds of guys in the world: people who choose not to bring their sexual selves into conformity with God's will, mm-hmm. and those
right.
who do. And even those of us who choose to try to do that, it's still a hard journey.
Still difficult, mm-hmm. and you can't do it alone. It helps them come out of the closet
yeah.
in, with those issues, right?
Yeah.
And be
yeah.
in a group of caring individuals.
And then right. the sustained victory oh. thing, where I can stay in
yes.
an accountability group and have people to talk to, is really important. So I just think this is a great opportunity.
Well, I hope if you've got someone struggling in your family, that you will call us, or if you're struggling yourself and you're ready to make a change, please call us right now. Mylon, I'm going to let you pick the phone calls today, and you can just tell us who maybe is the first person to come up.
Well, we're going to talk to Karen in Washington, D.C., listens on XM Satellite. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Karen. We're doing great. How about you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I love you guys very much. You're awesome.
Thanks,
Thank
Karen.
You.
Oh, gosh.
How could we help you today?
Okay, so here's my question. What advice can you give a 26-year-old woman who is contemplating marrying a 30-something-year-old man that has 5 children by more than one woman?
Well, why would someone want to do that?
Yeah, so she's my niece, and I've tried to talk with her, and I'm not seeming to be able to get through. So I thought maybe if you could give me some particulars, I could go back and try to share with her, you know, what she's possibly getting herself into, which she feels that she knows what she's getting herself into.
Well, what was he married when he had these children, or are these children
no.
that... No.
No.
So he's never been married.
He's never been married.
But he has 5 kids from different women. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so here's what we talk about quite a bit. and that is the bifurcation myth that women function under and men, that you can be one way, and then once you eat a little bit of wedding cake, you're a totally different human being. And what we know to be true is that if you are one way before you're married, you are the same way after you get married. The same kind of habits and the same kinds of problems. And so you would say to her, okay, if you're going to marry this man, your marriage isn't going to change him, so at least ask him to get some help for his quote-unquote wandering and irresponsibility.
Well, and how many, even if he wasn't married to these women, how many children did he conceive with someone other than the person he was dating at the time? Like, does he have a history of being unfaithful?
Wow.
That's a good question.
That's a great question, Jill.
Right. So, because that would speak something to his character. And you know, and I would say to her, you know, okay, just at face value, his resume stirs up red flags. Mm-hmm. But you know what? People deserve a second chance. So tell me more about him. What were the circumstances around this? And then you can kind of go into it. What I just said, and let her kind of talk about it instead of you pointing everything out. You just make comments and say, you know, it doesn't totally disqualify him, but let's look at so that you're making a wise decision.
Okay.
If you have the type of relationship where you can, you know, talk about things with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I think you have to give her the idea that you're not trying to take it away from her, because that would put her on the defensive.
Well, if she were to say something like he had this conversion experience with the Lord and then got into a 6-month Bible study with some other men, and you know, if you saw some evidence of a change, well, I might have a different opinion.
Right. Okay. Well, apparently they're starting now to get more interested in the things of God. She actually ordered 3 books that prepare one for being married, and she told me about the books and shared those with me. I was just a little bit still concerned because she's only known him for a few months. It hasn't been very long either. So,
well, that's a really big problem. I'm going to send you Is This the One? And in there it says very clearly, marrying someone that you've known less than a year, big problem.
Well, and I think Karen, Steve's point on that is important, because people show their best foot forward. When we are dating and we just fall head over heels for somebody, we're showing them our best foot. And so we are presenting our best self to them. And it's an idealized self. It's a...
Not to mention all the hormones that are there within the first at least year.
And all the hormones
longer.
That are there. And so we recommend waiting 1 year or going through or more and going through seasons so that you can see what the person does, not in a highly intoxicated first stages of love, but how they pan out over time.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what do they do with the word no and disappointment? Can we say no to this person? This is a kind of guy who's not used to having anybody say no to him.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to your niece to see what happens if she says, no, I don't want to have sex before we get married. No, I want to wait a year. If this man can tolerate no, that's also, Steve, a good sign that he's growing and has a capacity to possibly be a reasonable spouse.
And if he can tolerate not right now.
Yep, that's a form of no.
Well,
yep.
Right.
I'm really attracted to you. Maybe we'll end up married someday, but not right now.
So those are things about his emotional development. You know, also the idea of kind of learning from one's mistakes. At face value, it wouldn't look like he is one that does that very well.
Mm-hmm.
By the repetition here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. Okay,
right.
I'm gonna send you, Is This the One, for you to give to her. And I think she's going to, I mean, there's nothing in there that would say he is. So, and he certainly isn't. Until at least a year of knowing him.
Okay, so what we end up doing is when we are in this state where we're intoxicated and we are just head over heels for somebody, we really believe at that moment in time, yes, we are sold that this person is the right person. Yes. And that's not even a fair assessment for ourselves, is mm-hmm. it, Jill and Steve?
No, and even if people tell us this is going to one day be a disaster, you know, we don't listen.
No.
We don't care. We just got to go with it.
So, and then at the very least, maybe suggesting that, well, if you guys are intending to go through with this, then what about premarital counseling?
Yeah, I would say that's a very good idea to go through a year's worth of couple counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to send Karen, is this the one?
Right. And everything that we've said is lowering her chances of marrying the wrong guy or marrying the right guy too soon.
Yeah, and getting very hurt as a result mm-hmm. of it. The number of women in this United States and in the world that have children by men who are highly intoxicating at the beginning,
right,
but then desert them later, that's this man's track record.
Right. You wonder, is he in contact with these children? Is he supporting these children? Lots of questions.
That's right. Okay, I hope that's helpful to you. I want to take just a minute to ask people that are listening to help us. We are really behind the eight ball or whatever. We have received a letter from our largest provider of stations, and we just can't go any farther back. And so please, if you have been praying or thinking, or maybe not, you've never given to this ministry, would you please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Thank you. We need you right now. All right. If you do, I'll send you a copy of a wonderful devotional. And it really is kind of award-winning. And it's got these great devotionals, great scripture, and great quotes like, Most Christians do not know or fully realize that the adversary of our lives is Satan, and that his main tool is our flesh, our old nature. Bill Bright said that, one of the devotionals. Let's go to our next caller. Please help us if you possibly can financially.
Well, let's talk to Ed in Columbus, Ohio. He also listens on XM Satellite.
Hello, Ed.
Hello.
How are you today, Ed?
I'm doing all right.
Are you? What's going on?
I'm a registered offender. And
okay.
I just don't know what in life to do about all of this, because it was basically something, you know, I don't know.
Well, tell us what happened. Who were you involved with? How old were they? What happened?
It was something my wife done to basically get rid of me. I found out she was cheating on me.
Okay, and so then what did you do?
I don't know how to put this, because I really don't talk about this much.
Okay, well,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to know something if we're going to be able to help you.
And we appreciate you calling us
and
trying to tell us what your story is. And thank you for calling. This is hard.
Yes, it's a very touchy subject for me. I was married and had a daughter, and throughout my marriage, you know, I've been a truck driver, which I still am. And in my marriage of being with this woman, I worked very hard to take care of them. And at 4 years old, I was on the road and came home to find out that there was a lot of people involved, like CPS and everything. And all I was told was, well, you've been fondling your daughter. I'm like, do what? Well, to come down to it, you know, I totally found out that, you know, it had absolutely nothing to do with it, and the state troopers that were in the midst of all of this, I had one basically tell me to my face that I was nothing but a child molester and I needed to admit it, and he was going to arrest me and my wife and put us in jail and, you know, take our daughter away from us if I didn't admit to it. And when all was said and done, you know, I had something, I had a situation where, you know, I told him, I was like, look, you know, I didn't do anything. And he's like, well, if you don't fill out this paper, he said, I'm going to arrest you and your wife and take your daughter. So I just filled out the paper and told him what happened that day. And he basically looked at me and told me either I take a plea bargain and accept it or I go.
Okay.
He would still take my daughter and everything.
Hold on. We'll get back to you right after this.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back, and if you haven't gone to newlifetv.com or tv.newlife.com, sorry about that, it's tv.newlife.com. You can see a wonderful segment with Shannon Etheridge and Dr. Jill Hubbard on the secrets women keep. It is a great, great program. And so many of you have signed up, and the word back is that it's beautiful. It is so helpful. I can't believe I have a library like this of amazing information, and it's just going to get better and better every day as we put more programs up there. So you go to the tv.newlife.com, sign up, and it'll be a great blessing to you. All right, let's go back to the phones. And we were talking with
Ed in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, well, Mylan, Jill, you guys want to continue there?
Well, we want to know, did you touch your daughter in any way? Is there any truth to this alleged accusation?
No, there is no truth to it in any way, shape, or form. Mm. But, you know, like I said, because, you know, everything was brought up and CPS got involved and state troopers got involved, I just totally just got the worst end of it.
Okay, and so do you think
I completely lost my family and everything?
Ed, do you think your wife set you up? Is that what you're suggesting here?
I believe it.
So why were the CPS?
Yeah,
who
what was
called
the basis?
Them?
What was the basis for them intervening so strongly?
Well, to be quite honest with you, the doctor. Okay, my wife took my daughter to. Actually, it was her family that, because they were taking my daughter for a weekend while I was on the road, and my wife had to work, and my daughter was only 4 years old, and she never said anything about it whatsoever. I mean, and for the most part, even though my daughter was only 4 years old, she never said anything to anybody about any situations.
Okay, so you are innocent of a horrific accusation. Now you're a registered offender. What is the question for us? How could we help you, sir?
Well, my point in a nutshell is you know, now I have to live with this for the rest of my life, you know, because even to this day, they still have no proof that I have done anything wrong. Nobody has showed me any kind of proof that my daughter was messed with in any way, shape, or form. Now my daughter is 18 years old and, you know, has a child of her own, and I still have to live with this every day of my life. And
right,
her
so
mother has
your,
poisoned
what,
her
what
mind.
Is, okay, but what's the question for us?
That's how do you live with something like this, and, you know, I mean, because now everybody looks at me as if I'm the worst person on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, I've never hurt anybody. All I do is work every day and come home and try to live a life.
So, Ed?
Yes.
It's been 14 years. How do you live with this? Because you've been living with it for 14 years.
Every day, I just get up. I'm a very strong believer in God and Jesus. And I have for many years now, you know, ever since, you know, I mean, I did change my life in prison. And, you know, they have a lot of jailhouse ministers and jailhouse, you know, renewed guys. Oh, well, God changed my life, you know, but it really did for me.
Well, that's good.
I mean, and I've changed.
So you have to live your life in spite of, in acceptance of this reality. And it sounds like Jill said, you have been doing that. Do you have any other men around you that can support you, that maybe would believe you and believe in you?
No, I really don't have anybody in my life.
Well, you know, it comes to mind, Ed, that because you did have to suffer the consequences and you are a registered sex offender, that being involved in some kind of sexual integrity program, like, for instance, what we provide, or at your local church, would be a good place of getting some understanding. And there are a lot of recovery ministries at different churches, and they really understand, you know, people hitting bottom and trying to climb their way back up. And you might find a lot of healing, but I think that you've got to come out of this shame of it all. I think that's an important next step.
Well, I would agree with that. And Jill, I really also think Ed needs to do two things. He needs to go to a grief group where he could grieve this massive loss and these accusations.
Loss.
And if it's not true, he needs to grieve it. Then he needs to turn this loss into a ministry and learn to walk with his head high, which is to your point.
Right, absolutely.
If your head is down every day, people assume that you're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk with your head high and turn this into a place of ministry and continue to say that the rest of your life, maybe someday your daughter will listen to you.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. I hope that's helpful. And I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. And I hope that that will be a book that will be a great blessing to you. And I pray that the truth will come out one day.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
2 years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
You can reach Guild Travel at 1-800-223-3855, extension 240 or 260.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Arterburn here, and asking you to be sure and help us. We are giving away a special devotional to you, and we hope that you will use it and enjoy it as much as we do. And I pray that some of you are going to feel motivated to help us out here with an extra gift or a first-time gift. We really do need it, and we've tried to not be desperate, and we haven't been desperate, but now we really are in need of your instant support. So please help us. Also, don't forget about New Life Television. Forgiving Acts of Evil is about the Rwanda genocide, and it is worth seeing over at tv.newlife.com. Mylon, let's go to our next caller.
Let's talk to John. And he is in Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
I was just in your fair city this weekend.
Oh, I'm just passing through. I'm driving the truck like the last caller. I'm trying to stay semi-anonymous, but at any rate, the question I have is about forgiveness and how to let go and let God deal with this.
Okay.
When I was a young man, I was molested. The male, and I've had to deal with that. And then again, in the military, I was molested more. I got myself out because of that. I got myself a dishonorable, but other honorable discharge just to get out of the abuse. Lost all my, benefits, et cetera, and so on. I failed to get a house and schooling, all of that. But now I just got divorced on the 3rd of this month. And for the last 3 years, my father and stepmother have been just giving me jab after jab after jab. And my stepmom actually led me to the Lord when I was in seventh grade. So I try to give her grace for that. But I've forgiven them for all these things they've done. And I've actually gone to the man that molested me when I was a teenager with another person to his face and forgave him, you know, face to face. And my dad keeps on sending these things to me. Like when I was at, he brought my young boy, I have two boys, one 22 and one 14. He brought him to see me before the divorce a couple of days prior out in California. And he's been trained. My 14-year-old been trained, you know, and I talked to him. He's just one-word answers, just ignoring me, basically. And then my dad was like, you know, I'm going to be there. Well, first of all, he said, I'm old enough now to do whatever I want, say whatever I want. And by the way, I'm going to be at your divorce on Thursday.
And all right, so another horrific another horrific situation here. How were you hoping that we could help you, sir?
Well, I have some people back in Minnesota that have, like a family, have taken me in, and they love me, and I'm part of the family type deal. And the Christians, and they lift me up, and they're backing me up the whole nine yards. But my family, 90% of them have just turned their back on me.
Okay.
And
so
at first,
how,
they said, you need to get out of this relationship.
Right.
But my thing is, how do I forgive and forget? Because I told my dad, you know, I've forgiven you, but I'm not going to sit there and keep hanging out with you when you keep on, you know, hurting me.
Right.
That's right. That's absolutely right, John. You know, forgiveness doesn't mean that everything is reconciled and that you allow people to continue to abuse you, because it's not forgetting. Right?
Exactly. Because I told my dad, I said, I forgave you, but I'm not going to forget. You know, and he wants to keep on, you know, he keeps sending these Christian jabs, and I love him to death, but I'm never going to get the approval that I want from him or need from him, because he's an only child. And, you know, it's between him and the Lord what his relationship with God is, you know, because he's a Christian too, but how deep he is in love with the Lord and serving him is, that's between him and the Lord. But it just,
well,
my heart just breaks in this relationship, because I want a good relationship, but I'm not going to keep on getting abused.
Well, right. And so, therefore, you have to kind of let him know what is okay and what isn't okay. And it, when he's making jabs, it's, you know, that's hurtful.
And, definitely.
And I think you have to let him know. And if he doesn't respect that, then that's when you pull back.
Oh, that's what I have done. And that's my thing, is how do I give it to God? That's my basic thing, because I've forgiven him. Everyone that's hurt me in my family, I forgave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to choose to do it on a weekly or monthly or even daily or minute or hour, you know. But, you know, how do I give it to God? That's my thing.
You do that.
Give it to my God.
John, you do that daily. And you really have to kind of release the hope of wanting anything from them.
Yeah, and right. And giving it to God is doing whatever it takes to protect yourself from being brutalized emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Again, giving it to God isn't just saying, okay, take it, God, and you do nothing. You've got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that forgiveness is something that we do while we're still being hurt
right.
by the person.
Right. It has to be past tense.
I'll give you another example.
Hey, John.
I tried committing suicide. Oh, go ahead.
John. Let me just stop and right here for a second and say, have you been in counseling with anybody in any therapy?
Yes, I was for a season.
Okay, well, I would continue to be a part of that, because here's the common denominator. If you go into a therapist's office, you need to be asking the question, why am I victimized over and over and over again? I'm victimized by people who mm-hmm. molest me. I'm victimized in the military. I'm victimized by my family. Why am I victimized over and over and over again?
And help me understand.
Right.
Help me understand this, because when we have that big victim tag, and it's a big V on our chest, people can see it, and they can take advantage of us, and they can push us around. And they, and in many cases, when a person has this visible but invisible letter V on the front and back of their T-shirts, people delight in abusing those kinds of people. And if I don't know how to stand up for myself, it happens over and over and again.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just told me three different places where that has occurred. And I want you to see the common denominator of all of this and not just be focusing on your dad.
Right. Okay.
Okay, that's the best. I really think that's the best advice that we can give you, is to move beyond the hurt that's happening and get the insight into how it has been repeatedly happening. And I'm going to send you healing as a choice.
What, what about forgiving our fathers and mothers?
Oh,
I think that would be.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I think that would really be a good one for him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, yeah, well, you need that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jill.
That's
I forgot.
Okay.
Well, that's
right.
Jill's new book.
Yes, and I think it's right up John's alley.
And I have read that book, and it is a great book. And you're right, Jill. It's right up John's alley.
Okay. We're going to send it to your alley, and it'll be there in a matter of days. And sorry about that. Okay, our next caller is...
Let's talk to Jason in Pittsburgh, and he's on line 3. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. How's Pittsburgh doing today?
Raining.
Okay. All right. Well, how could we help you?
Well, I've read your guys' book, Seven Minutes to Marriage, and, you know, I've been basically separated from my ex-wife now for 3 years. We have a beautiful 4.5-year-old child. I just want to know if I've been trying to get her to go to do the workshop with me, and basically she keeps on iterating that, you know, we're both kind of separated from each other, and, you know, I would consider it an affair. I didn't do anything sexual. It just was my wronging. I betrayed her, and, you know, I caught her doing a betrayal too. But the problem is that she is not willing, and I confessed everything, but she still puts the whole blame on me. And I fessed up to everything. But now she keeps telling me that she doesn't think there's no way for us to get back together, that there's nothing there anymore. And she just keeps saying that I thought we were going to be with each other for life. And I never knew this was going to happen to us. And every time we talk about trying to make the marriage work, that's always I keep getting thrown at me. And I just, you know, I let her lead her heart. I listen to everything I can. But I just don't know what else to do. I even emailed her.
What about, you know, what about trying to win her back by going to every man's battle and saying, okay, now, you know, here I'm going to make sure that this is never even a possibility, and then I'm hoping if I go to that, we could go to the marriage weekend together.
I could definitely do that.
Well, and I might come at it from the angle of whether we revive our marriage or not, we will forever be co-parents, and we really need to work on our co-parenting relationship. For the
great angle.
Right?
That's a great angle.
Tug on her mother's heart.
Yeah, well, I did win full custody of my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a big wow. I get usually that reaction from everybody. We were in custody for almost 3 years.
Okay, so
and
Jason.
Was a very
Jason,
I don't want to sound like anything against women, but it seems like every woman has this playbook, and I have to work 10 times harder to win my daughter. And not saying win, but
yes,
I fought for her because I love her.
Okay.
God bless me with my child, and I don't want nobody taking care of me. It's just me, but I don't know how she gave up her child. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and Jason, we will have another answer right after the break.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're on with Jason. And Jason, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mylon had another answer for you.
Okay.
Well, Jason, the marriage weekend would really help you, because one of the things we discuss is that there are people in this world who they fall in love, and it's an all-in. They go in head over heels. And then once their feelings are hurt, they go to the opposite position of the hatred or resentment that matches the love that they once had. They go to the opposite place with the same level of intensity. And they never think they can recover from that. And they can learn to recover, to come back up to a mid-spot, where life is not seen as this perfect Cinderella story, but it's seen as a real journey where life is difficult and it's not idealized. So that's part of the struggle your ex-wife or your wife is having, that the weekend would address, and it would be able to help.
Well, and again, I'm adding to that, I agree with you, Mylon, on all of that. And the fact that you did win the child, I don't know why they ruled that way, but the fact that you did, you know, is probably going to put her at odds with you, and it will be harder to win her back. So you have to find a way to draw her into the parenting, because your child does need her mom.
Yes.
And so, you know, and she's so young.
Oh, most of yes. I mean, I think the biggest thing that I'm having is, like, I don't want to force it upon her. I want her to make the decision, but I always get, like, the text messages back that she keeps on telling me and saying, there's nothing here no more. There's no you and me no more. But I just wish somehow for her to see that there is a possibility, because every time I have to keep making a new lawyer appointment, it keeps getting canceled. So I don't know if it's an act of God or what's going on. It just seems like this has been dragging out. And I just don't know how to position it to her, to propose it to her.
Well,
I've tried to do it.
Okay, she's angry with you. You know, I understand that you're angry with me and you're upset with me. What's here is our daughter.
Yes.
And she needs you.
She does.
And I can't be a mom. I can only be a dad.
So back to your point, Jill, you made at the very beginning. Then if there's not us, then there still isn't us, because there's still a we, because we're a mom and dad to this precious little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We are divorces. Divorces is really a misnomer, because
it is.
If you have children, you are tied at the hip for the rest of your life.
Yes, I agree.
So work it out, like Jill said, as a mom and a dad, as co-parents. Let's go to the marriage seminar. Let's do our best.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that it is one of the trickiest things for the child to know what to respond to, when, especially when a mother is not in charge of a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a very weird dynamic, and it works, but it's strange. And if I was your wife, I would be doing anything I could to strengthen the relationship with the daughter for her sake, not your own sake.
Well,
but emotionally, she's still at the level of being angry at you, Jason,
and
punishing you.
Exactly. And Jason and his wife are triangulating with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal, whether they get married or not, is to not triangulate anymore, but to be a partnership, like you
Absolutely.
Said, Jill.
Okay. So let's send him How We Love Our Kids.
Perfect.
Maybe that'll be a blessing to him. I think it will be. And we'll get that right out to you. Okay, we probably don't have time for another call because I want to ask people to support us financially. One of the greatest ways and most satisfying ways that you can support the ministry is to give to the scholarship fund. When you give to that fund, that money goes directly to fund somebody in one of our workshops, and you're part of that life transformation. And then there's this ripple effect into the family of that person and into the friends, and there's a whole sphere of influence. So when you give to that scholarship fund, you're really affecting a lot of lives, but especially that person that takes advantage of that scholarship. And I tell you, some of the hardest working people at our workshops are the ones that come on a scholarship. Another way that you could really help us is to sign up for Club New Life. And it is our consistent givers that form the foundation of this ministry. And when the Kmart or Target scandal happened, a lot of people had their credit cards canceled, and we can't just automatically renew a card that's canceled. We don't have that information. So I'm hoping that if that happened to you, you'll call us back and get back into the Club New Life family. But we would love for you to be part of Club New Life. It would change your life, I think, as you consistently commit to give.
Steve, I need to interrupt you for 1 second. If you are on hold, hang on, because we are going to record two more shows after mm-hmm. this.
That's a great point.
And please don't hang up on us. I noticed a couple of people hung up on us because we said that's the last call. Please call us back, and we're recording two more shows after this. Yeah.
So
I wanted to make that point.
We'd rather talk to you than each other.
Yeah, really.
And if you've had a hard time getting through, you might want to call 1-800-229-3000 an hour from now and be on the third show that we do today. So great, Mylon, thanks for interrupting that. All right, then a one-time gift would be amazing to us. We need your support. That's all I can say. We need your support, and we want your support. And if you don't come through, we have been told that stations could go off the air. That's what the letter said. Don't force us to reduce your airtime. And once you lose airtime, you never really get it back. So
Steve, we have to pay for that airtime. Unlike many subsidized by advertisement radio shows, we're not like that. We have to pay for the time. In addition to the radio, also the station also receiving the money from the endorsements and the advertisers, we also have to pay.
Right. So we need your help. We need your support. One-time gift, especially if you're a new giver, you've never given, Club New Life, Scholarship Fund, all sorts of different ways that you could help us. And if you're a regular giver, please do it sooner than later. We are in that place where we really need you. Another thing that you can do is you can come to Every Man's Battle this Friday in Orange County. There's still time to get in. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. Wednesday is the last day that you could sign up for the Holy Land trip, and I sure hope that you will. And then we also, of course, have our tv.newlife.com, our New Life television. And we've had people say things like, on the Forgiving Acts of Evil piece, someone said, this should be a video that our children should see, and maybe then this world would be a better place. We've had a tremendous response. We'd love for you to join. Go to tv.newlife.com. My thanks to Mylon and to Jill and to all of you who pray for this ministry and support this ministry. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Hold on if you want to get on. 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.